What is up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. Let's get the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. Now, I want to make a few things clear. Oh, first things first, welcome to the new episode. I'm going to make a few things clear, make a few announcements before we get into today's episode. One, brand new episodes will be coming out every Saturday up until the end of December, which means the last Saturday in December will be the last episode of 2023, and I do have a lot of topics that I want to talk about that are stirring around in this big old noodle of mine. Secondly, I want to make some corrections here. One, I thought Ballora was the one from was the one that looked like Charlie from the story The Fourth Closet, but in reality it was actually Circus Baby, a humanoid version of Circus Baby, a very sexual version, if you will. But anyway, also I want to say I've actually seen the new Five Nights at Freddy's movie. It's actually not that bad. If you want to see it, go see it in theaters now, and if you have a Peacock subscription, I suggest you watch it on Peacock. Okay. Now, with all that out of the way, let's get into today's episode. Today, we are going to be not just going into the... We're not going to be going into the history of this YouTube channel. But instead, we're going to celebrate a milestone that most YouTube channels, or hell, most TV shows would actually wish they could make it to. Hell, there's ones that make it to 34 seasons like The Simpsons, over 30 seasons like Law and Order and Law and Order SVU. But not a lot of YouTube channels actually get to celebrate a milestone like the YouTube channel that we're going to be talking about today. Today, we're going to be talking about a group of guys who decided to band together to create one of the most popular YouTube channels of all time. I'm talking about Kaiser Neko, Takahata 101, Lanny Pator, Masako, and the rest. We're talking about Team Four Star. Now, I have mentioned this friend of mine. He's the one who introduced me to these guys. He's the one who introduced me to the Abridged series. Now, the Abridged series is pretty much parody, meaning it's, you know, any show, everybody knows that under the constitutional right of free speech, that parody is fair game. Which is why many voice actors parody certain works. Like, for instance, one of my personal favorite anime, besides Dragon Ball Z, is actually Yu Yu Hakusho. Found out that Lanny Pator has actually done his own Abridged series for Yu Yu Hakusho. If you want to check it out, you can go to Nick's, which his name is Nick Lanny on YouTube. You can go check him out. He's doing his own commentary on his Abridged series. I think he's up to episode 12 of his Abridged series talking about it. Now, Like I said, this buddy of mine introduced me to DBZ Abridged sometime after we got our GEDs back in 2008. That's how long these guys have been out. And it wouldn't be too long after that that I would be introduced to the topic of last week's episode, Five Nights at Freddy's. Now, when I talk about who my favorite anime character is, everybody has their personal favorites. Some say it would be characters from One Piece, Rurouni Kenshin, Tenchi Muyo. Yeah, I bet you those are some names you probably wouldn't have been able to hear nowadays. But to me, my personal favorite anime character wasn't actually a hero. I mean, let's be honest. When I was a kid, I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z, thanks to my younger brother. Thanks a lot. When I started watching this, I was hooked. And then I was introduced to DBZ Abridged, and my God, what the hell they did to these characters is funny as hell. Instead of making Goku the fight-hungry man-child that we know him as in Dragon Ball Super, we also get a version of him as a complete moron, who is pretty much what you would refer to as an idiot savant. Or, I guess you could say a fighting savant. He's actually pretty good at fighting, but he's not pretty good at anything else. Go figure. One thing I do like about this is that the guys of Team Four Star voiced numerous characters on this show. Kaiser Neko voiced numerous characters. I know at least three characters that Lana Pator voices. Yeah, you know, Piccolo. Piccolo, Krillin, and my personal favorite, and I guess you could say he's my spirit animal. I'm talking about the prince of all Saiyans, Vegeta. Yes, it's because of this damn show that I became a big fan of Vegeta. A man who started out in the Attack of the Saiyans saga as a villain and worked his way up to becoming the hero that everybody knew that he was. Even when he did fall to the hands of Babidi in the Buu saga. Fuck. Mm. But yeah, thing is, there's a funny scene in one of the episodes where Lanny voiced Goku's brother Raditz, but they actually showed a scene where Nick and I guess it was Kaiser were fighting over who would get the voice Raditz. And you can actually hear Lanny say, "Fine, take it. I'll just go practice my Vegeta, ass." And that was pretty much a sign that we were going to get something that we were really not expecting. Now, the reason why I'm wanting to celebrate these guys is, like I said at the beginning of this episode, Team Four Star, I don't know if they celebrated it earlier this year. I think they did back in May. But I've decided to do the episode now because at the time I didn't have this fantastic podcast set. And, to talk about their 15 years together. I mean, yes, they do have new content on their, on the YouTube channel. Magic Time Cops, Final Fantasy VII Machina Bridge. I haven't watched that yet, but I have seen you know, bits and pieces of it. Pretty funny. Like literally pretty funny. I've also seen, one of my other personal favorite shows that Kaiser and Taka did, which was Helsing Ultimate Abridged. The thing is, I have never watched Helsing Ultimate or the original Helsing. But it was because of these crazy motherfuckers that I became hooked on this shit. I mean, hell, you can go on my TikTok and you can actually see a couple of my videos that I've done was to Helsing Ultimate Abridged. Make you think destroy my 70-inch plasma widescreen TV, you blonde-headed fucker. But, I'm sorry. But these guys have been around for 15 years. And it's about time these guys got the recognition they deserve. So with that being said, let's talk about them. Nick Landis, Scott Frericks, I think that's actually how you say his name. I can't remember Taka's name, damn it. If anybody remembers it, or I'll just watch the commentary that they do and know his name. But anyway, these guys came together after doing their own, you know, abridged series. And let me just tell you this. It takes a lot to learn how to abridge, you know, certain, you know, TV shows or anime or anything like that. I mean, hell, after DBZ Abridged and Helsing Ultimate Abridged ended, and Machine Abridged, because Machine Abridged was out around the same time that DBZ Abridged had entered the Cell Saga, like the beginning of the Cell Saga with the androids or cyborgs or whatever the hell you want to call them. And to be honest with you, I would love to check that out. Now, I did cover something very similar to this with my very first YouTuber profile, which was Devil Artemis, with Roshi and Cell and fucking Kermit, Shallot. One of my favorite Cell videos was right around the time Resident Evil Village came out, and Lady Dimitrescu turned around and Cell called her Lady Dump Truck. Mainly because Lady Dimitrescu has a dump truck of an ass. That I will actually agree with. And yet everybody kept saying, "Sit on me, mommy." Or "Sit on me," or "Step on me, vampire mommy." I even did a video with a girl who dressed up like Lady Dimitrescu. And she said, "Please, let me go for the love of God." And you know how that video goes. But anyway, it's content creators like that, but thanks to Team 4-Star, that gave other content creators a chance to actually, you know, create their own abridged series. Hell, I would love to do my own. Okay, and thing is, I want to do something else too. I want to talk about my favorite running gags of the show. Of DBZ Abridged. One of my personal favorites is the, "I need an adult. I am an adult." That shit is funny as hell. Another one of my favorite running gags is the Krillin owned count, because every time Krillin gets his shit rocked, it makes me laugh. Especially with the first one when Raditz bitch slapped him into Kame House. Fuck. But anyway, man, these guys knew exactly what the hell they were doing. They, if you watch 4-Star Bento, which is one of their other YouTube channels, they're doing commentary on the entire DBZ abridged series. And it turns out that there's actually a lot of script work that goes into this shit. Like, they really write the scripts out and go into recording areas and try to record these episodes. And to be honest with you, I couldn't be more happy to know that these guys have really put all their blood, sweat, and tears into this shit. Just to make a bunch of teenagers and some young adults laugh their asses off. Me included. Also, like I said, DBZ abridged Vegeta. Funniest shit I've ever seen. He's supposed to be the strongest, but yet he constantly gets his ass whooped. Especially when he got blasted by Frieza for, you know, repeating the whole legendary Super Saiyan shit. Now, realizing that Vegeta's pretty much trying to warn Frieza that if he kept barking up that wrong tree, that the legendary Super Saiyan was actually going to come out and, you know, whoop his ass. And all it took was Frieza blowing up Krillin. Which the own count pop up at the at that point was fucking funny too. But anyway, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that these guys put into every single episode of this show was pure, unadulterated gold. And to know that these motherfuckers are still creating content now makes me believe that there is something for all of us. Hell, I've even watched one of their original content, the Magic Time Wizards. Like, what the fuck? Huh. But yeah, I have watched some of their original content. I even watched their unabridged series, which shows them at their at the studio, like the area where they work at Team 4 Star Studios. And believe me when I say that shit is just as funny as the abridged series that they satirize, that they pretty much make fun of. They even, the thing is, in DBZA, they actually make fun of some of the damn tropes of the original series, like the fact that that the president of their world is a damn blue furry. It's a blue dog. Or the fact that Cell has a god complex when he says, you can pray to your god, but I won't be listening. Shit. But I also liked the Dragon Ball Z abridged movies. My personal favorite, Lord Slug. That shit is funny as hell. The pseudo Super Saiyan shit. I especially like the Broly. The DBZ abridged Broly. Which is a parody of the non-canonical version of Broly, where he was motivated and driven insane by a crying child, you know, baby Goku. But when when you put your mind to it, the shit that you watch, I mean, the shit that you can create, that's what I meant to say. The shit that you create can take you a long way. I mean, hell, DBZ, or let me just rephrase that, Team 4 Star just hit the 2 million mark, or I think it's the 2 billion mark on their YouTube channel, on the main YouTube channel, which is a feat that most YouTubers, some YouTubers, wish they could reach. The only one who's got more than that, I think, is Mr. Beast, which I will eventually cover him on a future YouTube profiler episode. But like I said, it takes a whole lot to, you know, get, you know, have that, you know, try to find that talent, that balance between what's real and what's not. Like, I like how Lanny makes his voices differ between Vegeta and Piccolo, and Krillin and Goku, you know, how Masako balances his voices for Goku and Gohan, which they pretty much sound the same. Fuck. Oh, and one of the things I do love, one of my favorite running gags, besides the ones I mentioned, they made Mr. Popo a badass and a fucking savage. And apparently his girlfriend is the Pokemon Jinx. Shut up, bitch, you know it. I mean, shit. Thing is, I can quote this show at any point. I mean, hell, there's days where I actually tell people I am the hype. Or they tell me, oh, you think you're being cute. I've actually looked at a motherfucker and actually say, bitch, I'm adorable. Which I'm looking forward to recreating that video when I get the fucking chance. And thing is, they created this because they're fans, just like us. They may be YouTube famous, but they are fans just like us. And to be honest with you, we're glad to have them as fans of this show. Just like the voice actors, both the English dub and the Japanese dub, love having us as fans. We buy the merch, we buy the toys, we buy the video games. We're making them money. I mean, hell, if you watch one of the YouTube commentator videos for DBZ Abridged on 4-Star Bento, you'll actually see some Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super figurines in the background. And if you're lucky, you'll actually catch Lanny wearing some of the Team 4-Star shirts that you'll actually find on Shark Robot. Which, believe it or not, I'm actually wearing one right now. I'm actually wearing the 15th anniversary t-shirt, which I'm happy to wear in support of these guys. No, it takes a whole lot. And I mean a whole lot to, you know, make something out of ourselves. If you want to do something, like if you want to do voiceover, take classes. You want to learn how to edit videos like Kaiser did with some of the DBZ Abridged episodes, by all means, go for it. But it does take a lot. And sometimes you gotta go to school and learn that shit. Like, all you have to do is just, you know, mute the audio and record your own lines over it. And there you go. You have an abridged series right there. You have your own recording. I mean, hell, I wish I could have thought of that. I mean, hell, you want to, like, say, if you want to do a parody of One Piece, you can make fun of the fact that the show is still going on and they still haven't found the fucking One Piece. Or hell, you can actually make fun of the fact that that Netflix created a live-action version of the show. You can make subtle satire, subtle commentary on the things going on in the world that doesn't revolve around the actual show, which is what Team Four Star does with their shit. But yeah, I can tell you this, and this is coming from the fanboy in me. You watch it, you become a fan, and it makes you want to watch the original series. Or if you're that big of a fan, it'll make you want to read the manga. And I know most people mispronounce it as manga, but it's actually pronounced manga. Now, like I said, they do make fun of GT on DBZ Abridged. Hell, they even came up with their own Dragon Ball Super shorts. You know, making fun of the Dragon Ball Super, some of the stories in it, especially with Goku Black. I found that shit pretty fucking funny. Like, you're not black. Now, if you had an afro, then you would be black. I would have called you Dark Goku. And like I said, that's actually one of the lines. Or how about the fact that Vegeta and Goku argue over the fact that Goku would rather fight Jiren over Vegeta, you know, fighting like an old married couple. The shit's funny. But, you know, it's the funny shit like that that keeps people coming back to the channel. Well, coming back to their channel, checking out their other channels like Team 4 Star Gaming, or like I just mentioned a moment ago, 4 Star Bento. Now, like I said, it wasn't too long after, you know, the original Cell games, like after the original 60 episodes came out, people wanted to see a season 4, a fourth season, and they also wanted to see the BoJack movie, but they canceled it, and they had every right to, because sometimes your creative juices just burn out. I mean, we did get what could have been season 4, you know, with the Boo Saga, when this guy, this YouTuber, did a complete series of the Boo Saga featuring Team 4 Star doing the Boo bits. That's right. Team 4 Star gave us what we wanted. They gave us season 4 in the form of Boo bits for the YouTuber's, you know, saga series of Dragon Ball Z. I can't remember his name, but I do love the channel. I do love that too. And then of course they released sometime after, they released Dragon Ball DBZ Dragon Shorts. Out of all the episodes that released, my personal favorite is actually 2.5 Saiyans. Because one of the first Dragon Ball Z Abridged videos I did was 2.5 Saiyans with my then 2-year-old son, who's 4 years old now. No, he wasn't two. He was He was only a couple months old. Like 4 or 5 months old. He was a big boy. And I did the scene where Vegeta's on the phone with Bulma. And, you know, Uncle Nappa shows up. And then, of course, I did the, like I said, I do Vegeta. I love Vegeta. It's because of Lanny that I became such a fan of Vegeta, because of his redemption arc. Because I watched the original series, how he went from a villain to becoming a selfish asshole, to becoming an anti-hero, to reverting back to a villain when the Buu saga started, and redeeming himself at the end, realizing that he had something to fight for, which is something that I believe that I was going through. I was trying to redeem myself. I started off as the villain. Then I became a smug asshole that was looking out for myself. And then I became an anti-hero. Then after that, I reverted back to the asshole that I was. And then I tried numerous times to redeem myself, especially in my marriage that recently fell apart. But yeah, like I said, if it wasn't for DBZA, I wouldn't have reinvigorated my love for anime, mainly Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super. And to be honest with you, I want to thank you guys. I know you guys probably don't listen to other people's podcasts, but I want to thank you guys. It's because of you that I fell back in love with anime. Watching y'all's funny shit, making fun of the shit that, you know, the small details from the anime into the y'all show makes me laugh out loud, especially with Piccolo talking to Nail and Kami in his head. That shit was funny, especially with the pool table. I didn't realize he had a pool table in his head, or that he can just connect to the internet with his antennae. But like I said, I do have... Well, thing is, Vegeta's not my only favorite character. I also love Piccolo. Piccolo's funny in that show. And I also love Krillin, mainly because throughout the series, he was bitch-slapped and, you know, ridiculed and, you know, humiliated through the entire series. But he finally got the girl at the end of the series. Like, let's be honest, Android 18 is hot. If I was Krillin, I would be happy to have that blonde woman too. I mean, shit. But I'll just say this, and I know I'm repeating myself by saying that. When it comes to a bridge series, They're always usually the first ones that are brought up. Now, the thing is, most of the YouTubers of today have actually attributed Dragon Ball Z Abridged to doing voice acting, you know. Yes, they do attribute the actual series for it too, but they also attribute DBZA and all the other Abridged series creators out there, especially Antfish. I love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But when it comes to that, sometimes like they say, it's like the flight of Icarus. You get too close to the sun, you burn out and you fall. But thing is, with Team Four Star, they never fell in the first place. Because they still do video gaming, Renegade for Life. Hell, that's why I call myself a renegade nowadays. Because of that line from Vegeta. Renegade for Life. That shit stuck with me because he killed the fucking frog. Vegeta, that wasn't very Paragon. Renegade for life. Badass. I mean, hell, I could do an entire episode on Vegeta if I wanted to, because that's how much of a fan I am. I would love to train like that motherfucker. I mean, hell, I actually try to. I actually work out every single damn day just to make myself stronger for my kids and for my family. If only I could just stick to a proper diet. But anyway. All the way back in 2008, when the YouTube channel started, they were just getting started. They were young and inexperienced. They didn't realize what kind of a juggernaut they had on their hands. Hell, even the original voice actor for Vegeta, Christopher Sabat, likes Team 4 Star. Yeah, he's actually admitted that he does. He likes them. But if you believe the hype, and believe me, I am the hype. You grew up watching them too. You can't say that you're a fan of Dragon Ball Z without saying something from either the actual series or the abridged series. Oh, yeah. Now I remember there's another thing too about Chi-Chi's immense fucking strength. Where the fuck did she get that shit from? That's the power of a caring mother. Or an overbearing mother. Fuck. Crazy bitch. Crazy, crazy, crazy bitch. But she protects her kid. She protects her son from Goku. And the thing is, she's a skilled martial artist herself. But anyway, I'm getting off track. When people talk about anime, when they talk about Dragon Ball Z, they don't just talk about the Funimation dub or the Ocean dub or the Four Kids dub or whichever dub. They also talk about the abridged dub. I mean, hell, Team 4 Star actually appeared in Dragon Ball Z in a little reenactment scene for Mr. Satan, which, self-centered asshole much? If it wasn't for my buddy, the guy who introduced me to this, if it wasn't for him introducing me to this, I would never have became a fan. And thing is, my kids are fans too. They like watching DBZ Abridged too. They laugh. Especially my daughter. Which is why I'm going to say this. Guys, keep doing what you're doing. Because whatever you're doing is working. I mean, I know DBZ Abridged was not meant for kids, but you know what I mean. So here's to 15 years. 15 years of making people laugh. 15 years of doing what you guys love. And here's to hoping you guys got another 15 years in you. And now for my final thought of this episode. Like I said a moment ago, when you think of anime, the first anime that most people think of is Dragon Ball Z. I mean, hell, most celebrities out there are fans of Dragon Ball Z. I mean, hell, look at Ronda Rousey. She actually is a fangirl of Vegeta, my spirit animal. The thing is, my spirit animal is actually DBZ abridged Vegeta mixed with actual Vegeta. Which goes to show you why anime has come a long way. Team 4 Star, whether it's their abridged series, their original content, like the original animated videos or the horror stories that they tell on their channels, or the video games they play, or hell, even on their 4 Star Bento channel where they do creator commentary on the actual shows. People will always be fans of these guys. I'm always going to be a fan. And it doesn't matter if I'm in my early 20s or where I am now in my early 30s. I'm still a fan. And to be honest with you, as a fan of Dragon Ball, I didn't see anything wrong with Dragon Ball Daima, except for the fact that they turned Goku and everybody else into kids. I mean, what the fuck was the deal with babyface Roshi? Didn't Roshi have hair when he was a kid? And now Android 18 is about the same height as her daughter? Shit. And now they gotta figure out a way to get themselves back to adults? Hey, all I gotta say is good luck, because the thing is, you may not like it, but be glad there's a new Dragon Ball anime coming out. I mean, I know you guys want Dragon Ball Super to come back, but give this one a chance, because the series creator, the man behind it, Akira Toriyama, is actually seeing through this entire anime series. So give it a chance if you want to. If not, you can continue hating and continuing to bitch. Like, oh no, it's GT all over again. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. I guess we're going to have to find out in 2024, huh? And maybe, just maybe, we might get a second season of Dragon Ball Super. I would love to see that too. But until then, I'm going to continue watching the original Dragon Ball Z. No, I'll even continue watching the original Dragon Ball. I'll watch Dragon Ball Super. But if I want a good laugh, I'm going to sit and watch Dragon Ball Z abridged and laugh my ass off. Or watch Hellsing abridged and watch the blood and guts and the hilarity ensue. So, Taka, Kaiser, Lanny, congratulations on 15 years. Happy 15th anniversary, guys. And I can't say this enough. Thank you for all the work you put into Dragon Ball Z Abridged and all the Abridged series and all the series that you created. Because like I said, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have found my love for anime again. And to be honest with you, and this is how I'm going to end the episode. There can be numerous imitators, but there will always be one. Team 4 Star. With that being said, that's it for this episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I've been your host, AJ Laster. I'll see you next week, the first Saturday of October. Of November. I still got October on my brain. The first weekend of November, where I'll be revealing the episode of the next episode at that time of the recording. So thank you guys for listening. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Please support the official release.